So it's the last day of Thinking Digital. It's all over now. Another couple of fantastic days from well done to Herb Kim. And before we finish, I've managed to grab 5 minutes with
Adrian Holm.
And your company is?
Six to Start.
So Adrian, yesterday you were talking, and there were lots of different things you were talking about, but one of the things that I'm particularly interested in was how you took, you kind of went from a process of working in a kind of agency model, delivering things to clients, to basically building your own stuff, of which, you know, Zombie Run was one, and you used Kickstarter to fund that. So I wondered if you could just tell us a little bit about how easy that process is in terms of, you know, wanting to, having the desire to make your own stuff, but the process of kind of doing that, and, you know, what are the challenges really?
Yeah, well, you know, we set up the company back in 2007, and for the first 4 years we were really kind of a traditional agency, doing some really interesting work for people like Channel 4 and the BBC and Disney. And, you know, we'd always wanted to make our own stuff, make our own games that we'd sell direct to the public. But, you know, the issue is that once you get into that kind of agency mode, then, you know, everything that you do is geared around servicing clients and getting sales and so on. And, you know, if you start taking time off that to make your own thing, then you kind of are worried, you know, you can worry that maybe you're neglecting clients, you're neglecting sales. You know, in a way, you would think that it would be easier when you have more people, but I've seen the problem gets harder with bigger companies because, you know, it just, you know, the whole company becomes geared around making the sale. And if there's a group that isn't doing that, then they're just seen as a cost. So the way we actually tried to kind of do this twice before Zombies Run, and it didn't really work very well, partly because we didn't have a crystal clear vision of what we were going to make. Also because we didn't have all the skills in-house, and finally because I think from a kind of motivational point of view, you know, we were working on something, but we didn't really know that other people would like it or that they would want to play it. And so with Zombies Run, it was very different. We came up with this idea of an iPhone game where you know, run in the real world and get chased by zombies, and, you know, it'd be kind of a fun thing with a story. And you know, we decided very early on that instead of trying to go to investors or VCs or whoever, or get grants for investment, we will go to Kickstarter. Because, you know, I've done the investment route and it takes time. It takes months to sort of, you know, get that going. And the beauty of Kickstarter, obviously, is not just that you can raise money from it, but it establishes that there's a demand for what you're making. And when we saw that, you know, 3,500 people had pledged $73,000, it was just, wow, like, people really want this. It is really, you know, it's really worth us working hard on it.
And, I mean, it is interesting because the whole kind of, you know, crowdsource funding or whatever you want to call it, in the UK, Kickstarter, obviously, the, you know, your US site, there are equivalents in the UK, but they don't seem to have as much traction here. I wonder if, I mean, do you think that that is potentially an issue in terms of people here who maybe have similar ideas to yourself and want to use that route? Because, obviously, if you want to use Kickstarter, you have to have at least some kind of base in the US.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you think we'll see more crowdsource funding.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, everyone I talk to about it seems to be really fascinated by what's possible. There is a problem with Kickstarter in the sense that it is basically for US only creators. One of our company directors is a US citizen, so that's how we made it work. But, you know, there are alternatives. There are things like Indiegogo, which you can use in the UK, which is fine. And, you know, Kickstarter keeps on saying that it will expand into the UK and around the world. And you know, there are tons of competitors cropping up, although, of course, none of them have quite, you know, the sort of visibility of Kickstarter right now.
Fab. So I think we're going to leave it there because we're outside and it's actually started to rain. We've got proper northeast weather now. Just one final thing before we go. So is this your first Thinking Digital?
No, it's my second.
Okay. So what was your best takeaway talk? And you're not allowed to choose your own, not that I'm sure you would.
I really enjoyed Mickey's talk about hacking and online security.
That's quite frightening, but also very enlightening. Thank you, Adrian.